Meeting of the New Britain County Council to order March 11, 2015 at 7:38 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Alderpersons Truworthy.
Here.
Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins. Platosh.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Babone.
Here.
Giantonio. Smedley.
Here.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Belinsky.
Present.
13 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for hearing our pleas for winter to come to an end. We give thanks each day that grows longer in warm light and that we have been liberated from the extremely cold grip of a long, cold winter. Look down on New Britain's leaders. Give them the determination and commitment to recognize the challenges of 2015 and work cooperatively to make New Britain a better place to live, work, receive an education, or raise a family. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Bradley will lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks. You can take your seat. Alderwoman Belinsky would like to make a note.
Thank you, Your Honor. For the record, I'd like it noted that Alderwoman Collins is out this evening, unfortunately, due to illness. So she's excused. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Pabon would like to make a note.
Alderman Jamie Tony is out on business. He's also excused. Thank you.
Thank you. Please let the record reflect that. Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. According to Section 5-3F of the City Charter, it is incumbent upon the mayor to give her or his State of the City address at the first meeting in March. So make a motion under our rules on 7.3 to suspend the rules to allow the mayor to address the council from the podium.
Second. Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Does anyone not want to hear me speak tonight? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll go into the State of the City. Bear with me. It took me quite a while to put the amount of things that we have been able to do together in the last year in one speech. So we will try to sum it up for all of you in the audience tonight and all of you watching at home as briefly as possible. But there's a lot of important things that need to be said. So to the distinguished members of the Common Council, elected officials, department heads in attendance, city employees, but most importantly, my fellow citizens watching and here in attendance tonight, I come before you to provide you with the annual State of the City address. 1 year ago, I stood here and declared that New Britain was at a crossroads. We were staring down a current deficit of $19 million and a projected deficit for the next year in excess of $30 million. At that time, I said we had to make a choice, whether we would continue down the same old path that has led us to the brink of financial collapse at the time, staring right in the face of what we considered a state takeover, or whether we would chart a new course and begin making the difficult decisions that would return the city to solid financial footing. Today, I can stand before you and confidently say that because of the actions we have taken together, the state of our city is strong and getting much stronger. Last year, I wasn't able to give this speech until almost midnight. I had my bumblebee slippers on, Suzanne remembers. But although the hour was extremely late, it didn't seem to matter because during the first 4 hours of that meeting, the government of this city took its first bold steps towards recovery, admitting we had a problem and then by doing something about it. That night, we rescinded over $19 million in authorized but unissued debt. The council also approved several transactions that would help us stabilize our finances for the remainder of the year. Tough, but we got through it, and show the outside world that New Britain was serious about turning things around. Due in large part to the courage shown that night, the city of New Britain closed those gaping deficits that we had and were able to finish the year in the black. And the 2014 audit confirms just that. Thank you. What we did 1 year ago was just the first of many tough but prudent decisions that had to be made, and we did so with the type of bipartisan support that has marked many of the city's achievements over the last year. Last March, I laid out my vision for how I would govern and outlined the direction New Britain would take under my administration. That vision consisted of 5 key principles: being fiscally responsible, of course, being transparent in all of our dealings, providing our children with the education they deserve, enabling New Britain to be truly open for business, and delivering the leadership needed to be most responsive to our residents. Being fiscally responsible meant addressing the city's financial crisis head on, not kicking the can to future mayors and future councils. I mentioned earlier that as we began the budget process last year, our financial experts were already projecting a deficit of over $30 million for fiscal year 2015. We definitely had our work cut out for us. The 2014 budget had been shown to be woefully out of balance, so I made a promise to the citizens of New Britain that I would give them a budget that brought us back to structural balance. And structural balance, simply put, means that your expenditures match your revenues. Unfortunately, it's simple concepts like that that government at all levels has a hard time grasping. So we started from zero. We analyzed everything, spent days and nights in my conference room, but when we emerged, we had a budget that was structurally balanced. We rebuilt every department budget from the bottom up. All the department heads in attendance tonight can attest to that one. The budget we placed before this council almost a year ago was truly honest. There were no phony numbers. You know, we didn't spend all that time analyzing data and spending trends only to warp them into numbers that suited us. It contained over $16 million in cuts from the prior year. I might remind you that $120 million of our $216 million total budget goes directly to the Board of Ed. So $16 million in cuts to funds over which we do have discretion over represents a reduction of nearly 17% of the city's overall budget. The key was to achieve those cuts and still provide an extraordinarily high level of public services to the residents of New Britain. One of the biggest cuts was a reduction of $1.2 million to the fire department. Many people scoffed and said that there was no way we could ever achieve those savings. But to their credit, the fire union worked with the city in long negotiations over the past 5 months. And tonight, the Common Council will be asked to approve a new contract that will actually net us $1.3 million in savings this fiscal year and an additional $3 million in savings over the remainder of the contract term. I actually think Lieutenant Sanzaro summed it up best in the Herald on Saturday when he described the contract as not the best deal for firefighters, but certainly a fair deal. And I thank the fire union for ratifying that contract, even though it was by the slimmest of margins. While we're on that subject, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of our union brothers and sisters for their willingness to be a part of solutions that will make New Britain stronger. We could not make any of these critical structural changes without them and their cooperation when it comes to the negotiation table. Unfortunately, after several years of poor budgeting, mismanagement, and overspending, $16 million in cuts just wasn't enough to restore balance, so we were forced to raise our revenues. Did we want to? Of course not. We live here. We all pay taxes here, too. But I firmly believe that the people of New Britain sent me here to fix a problem, not to sugarcoat or to downplay it. At the time, I called it the bitter medicine the city needed to get us on a course to recovery, and that's exactly how I view it today. To my fellow residents, thank you for your sacrifice you have made to restore stability and responsibility to city government. Nothing worth doing is ever easy, but when you can begin to see the results, it all seems worth it. And in January, when Standard & Poor's gave us an unprecedented 3-notch upgrade in our bond rating from BBB with a negative outlook to A with a stable outlook, I think we all had reason to feel a degree of validation about the tough decisions we've made together. When you see, as we did last week, major cities like Chicago receiving 3-notch downgrades, that courage the city has shown to end the business-as-usual approach becomes much more apparent. I'd like to say a few things about our employees. In November, I sent a memo to all of our department heads advising them that the financial picture for the next 2 fiscal years looked bleak and asked that their 2016 budget requests reflect that reality. They are in a far better position than any of us to know where to find savings and cost reductions within their own departments. They live this and do this every day. So I was quite pleased to see that many of them, most of them, heeded my message and have submitted requests that either hold the line or reduce it for the 2016 budget. We have a remarkable group of men and women who keep the city running, and I thank our department heads, most of whom are here tonight. If you're not, you're totally in trouble. Just kidding. For their leadership, but not only for their leadership, but for keeping up with me. Thanks in large part to the job you've done implementing our budget and adhering to our stricter cost controls and oversight, our finance team now believes that we are poised to finish the fiscal year in the black. But we have to keep it going for the next 3.5 months. That means Bill DeMeo, if you're here, you're not allowed in finance for the next 3.5 months. You're not allowed there until July 1st. We're making distinct progress, but we are far from being out of the woods. There's no question we're moving in the right direction. I look forward to continuing that direction when I come before this body to present my 2016 budget in April, which is still in the Board of Finance process right now. Last year, I also pledged a command focus on economic development that fits into our overall vision for the city. And today, the phones in Billy Carroll and Kenny Malinowski's offices are ringing constantly with people who are interested in checking out New Britain. On Farmington Avenue, we have a major development already underway that will bring a new gas station, a new convenience store, a new Dunkin' Donuts, a new high-quality restaurant, a new ice cream parlor, and a new senior living facility. That facility will have 90 beds, 30 of which will be dedicated specifically to Alzheimer's and dementia patients. The footprint's 125,000 square feet. It's projected to create 212 new full-time jobs and scheduled to break ground in June. At Pinnacle Business Park, Polymer will soon be opening their 150,000 square foot state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. On John Downey Drive, Admiral Machines doubling the size of their existing footprint. On Newington Avenue in the old McChristie building, Marsan Manufacturing is proceeding with a full-scale rehab of their facility, including a new roof, new windows, new offices. On Columbus Boulevard, the city secured $2.7 million in grants to demolish the old police station and get that piece of prime real estate back on the tax rolls. New restaurants like Riley's Gourmet Hot Dogs, Willie Pep's Cafe, and Dulce's Cupcakes are turning out delicious products. And I have to sit back and think, now isn't that something different? People want to come here. I'm particularly proud that later tonight the council will hopefully vote to approve the sale for the complete restoration of the Berkowitz building on Main Street, rehabbing one of the city's most notorious eyesores and creating a beautiful new gateway to our thriving Broad Street community that will consist of mixed-use retail and a residential component. And it really wouldn't be a State of the City address if we didn't mention Costco. So I'm so pleased that after 4 years, we were finally able to come together and get this project off the ground so that by the fall, our residents won't have to drive to Waterbury to shop there anymore. I think I think I'm just going to make a pledge tonight to keep mentioning Costco in every speech from now on. Sorry, Alderman Franzo. Just for good luck, and maybe we can all get a free $4.99 chicken. And Shirley, don't worry, I didn't forget about that job either.
Hurry up, it's getting cold outside.
It's getting cold outside. Before it's getting cold outside.
These projects only represent a fraction of the entire economic development picture, but the bottom line is that we'll be spending a fair amount of time together this year cutting ribbons, to the point where I had to buy new scissors because...
Yay.
They just went dull. They didn't work anymore. So we got a new pair of scissors, and we're ready to use them. But much of this newfound interest in development is being spurred by the upcoming opening of CT Fast Track, which is on March 28th. It's no secret that New Britain has benefited from significant investment from the state and federal governments to assist in transit-oriented development around the stations and to make our downtown area more pedestrian-friendly. We have done our fair share of investing as well. And it holds true that people want to invest in cities that are investing in themselves. Later this summer, phase 3 of our streetscape program will commence. It will fundamentally transform the downtown to have a more town square kind of feel. Central Park will be expanded and will soon become a place where people can congregate comfortably, safely, while frequenting food trucks, street vendors, and hopefully a farmer's market. In addition, we're moving forward with plans to renovate the Main Street overpass into something that truly connects downtown with Broad Street and gives us a new signature piece of architecture. No more will we have the tale of two cities that were split by a highway. It will be known as the Beehive Bridge, and we'll celebrate New Britain's motto. Industry fills the hive and enjoys the honey. By incorporating a beehive sculpture at the focal point, as well as a honeycomb effect along the bridge facade itself and honeybees at either end. Whether folks are driving on Route 72 or arriving via CT Fast Track, this project will let them know that they have arrived in the center of our city. This spring will also see the start of Phase 2 of the Broad Street Reconstruction Project, which will include new pavement, curbing, lighting, as well as a completely redesigned Pulaski Park. Over at our sports complex, we've made key investments in three stadiums. Last summer, field turf was installed at Veterans Memorial Stadium along with a state-of-the-art running track. A few weeks ago, contractors began a full-scale facelift at Beehive Stadium that will completely rejuvenate the facility while making it accessible and safe for everyone. And next month, we'll be installing a new gutter system at New Britain Stadium that will finally address some of the water runoff issues that have occurred over the past few years. I suppose I can't mention New Britain Stadium without making a comment or two about the Rockettes. Surely the news that the Rockettes would be departing for greener pastures in Hartford was a tough pill to swallow, especially in the shady manner in which it was brokered and announced. But I reaffirm my pledge that regardless of what the Rockettes do, professional baseball will continue in some form in the Hardware City. Obviously, I can't go into any level of detail, but suffice to say that conversations are ongoing with multiple leagues and that there is absolutely no shortage of interest in the asset that we have. In the meantime, New Britain will continue to be the proactive and dutiful hosts we have always been as the Rockettes play their final season at Willowbrook. The upgrades at Beehive, at New Britain, and Veterans Memorial Stadiums are all critical projects to maintaining and enhancing key assets. But we have other equally important parks across the city that need some love, too. At Stanley Quarter Park, we'll be constructing a paved multi-purpose loop around the pond. At AW Stanley Park, we're preparing for the opening of New England's first Go Ape high ropes adventure course in the spring. I expect everyone to be on that with me. And surprisingly, over at Chesley Park, I think it's time to put field turf there, too. I know. She's not here. But Chesley's home to the Junior Hurricanes football program. It's one of the finest youth programs in the nation, yet the field they play on is in such poor condition that it borders on being unsafe. And both the Junior Hurricanes and the children of our East Side neighborhoods deserve a quality playing surface, and with this council's help, I'm prepared to push that project forward this year. Another project that will be accomplished in 2015 is the development and implementation of a new city website. Bringing City Hall into the 21st century is not something that can be done overnight. Believe me, I've been trying for the last year and a half, but working with our Director of Information and Technology, Adam Pokorski, and the members of the IT Commission, we will be moving more of our key services online and substantially enhancing the number of transactions that can be executed on the internet. Along those lines, our town clerk, Mark Bernacki, has already begun the Herculean task of digitizing the records in his office to make it easier for people to access critical documents without having to leave their home. We're also moving ahead with the implementation of the RASTRAC system for monitoring our public works vehicles, which will increase the efficiency and accountability of our employees, especially during snow operations. And speaking of new technology, we are in the final phases of the largest solarization project to ever occur in New Britain. Solar arrays have already been installed on the roofs of Smith, of Smalley, and DiLoreto schools, and the array at Shuttle Meadow Reservoir is currently under construction. These systems will be energized this spring, saving the city money and reducing our carbon footprint at the same time. Continuing with that effort to achieve city savings, many of you participated on the Blue Ribbon Committee, which was a joint effort with the Board of Education and the City Council to discuss ways we can better collaborate in order to use best practices and begin to break down the wall that exists between our two buildings. It certainly wasn't easy, but it was a great first step in building relationships. And I'm proud to say we've begun acting on the committee's final recommendations, one of which is also on the agenda for tonight, to increase our city's bid threshold to match the Board of Education's, making it easier for us to purchase items in bulk and realize savings. I am particularly proud and pleased of the work we have done in the last year to address the issue of homelessness in the city of New Britain. We brought community providers, city leaders, members of the clergy, and other key people around the table and collectively developed a new plan that is action-oriented and reflects today's realities. The 10-year plans end homelessness is now known as Building Hope Together, New Britain's permanent work plan to end homelessness. I'm very proud of the work this city continues to do to help those that are less fortunate than ourselves. And I've been quite pleased by the commitment of the members of our Building Hope Together task force to find housing, treatment, and love for anybody who needs it. This past year, we received some devastating news that due to a change in the federal formula, New Britain would no longer receive the Emergency Solutions Grant funding. We use that funding every year for our cold weather overflow shelter, which on any given night has over 30 occupied beds from December to March. Once we realized this was happening, the Building Hope Together committee had to come together and find a solution. Our friends at CMHA, Community Mental Health Affiliates, came to the table with the location. The Friendship Center pledged staff support, and a few of us were able to successfully secure over $90,000 in grants to operate it from the Connecticut Coalition on Homelessness, the Connecticut Department of Housing, and TD Bank's charitable fund. So we thank them for their support. But that was truly a great example of how the city can work collaboratively with our community providers to get rapid and successful results. I'm also proud of our work in support of our friends over at VA Inc. To help homeless veterans and their families. With our help, VA Inc. was able to secure the final funds that were needed to finish the rehab of their building on 232 Arch Street, which will bring 18 new units of permanent supportive housing to homeless veterans. We've also gained an additional 25 units of permanent supportive housing from other sources. So that's 43 units in total that are coming to New Britain in the last year alone. And beyond helping the homeless, the city's revitalized home ownership program has successfully provided down payment assistance to 7 of New Britain's newest and proudest homeowners. I know that the members of this council share my commitment to ending homelessness and encouraging home ownership in New Britain, and I thank you for that. Restoring the pride in New Britain is another key to our vision. And as you can see, we have quite a lot to be proud of. But in addition to what we have done financially, economically, and socially, we have also had some wonderful opportunities to come together to celebrate that pride. Events like the Little Poland Festival, the Rose Garden Festival, the Great American Boom were resounding successes over the last year, most made possible by the generosity of our local businesses and foundations. Oktoberfest was even bigger and better than the previous year. And even though Nick is taking a year off due to the streetscape construction, plans are in the works for another signature New Britain event, and I look forward to sharing those details once they're confirmed. The New Britain Museum of American Art is in the process of completing their latest expansion, which will further augment their reputation as one of the country's most prestigious art institutions. CCSU is completing work on their brand new 8-story dormitory, and they continue to expand their course offerings as well as their standing within the region's academic community. We're also blessed to have some of the finest emergency responders keeping us and our families safe. Whether it's fighting crime, fighting fire, saving lives, the men and women of the police, fire, and public safety telecommunications departments do us proud each and every day. There's never a dull moment. There's never a dull moment in our 13.2 square miles, and I speak on behalf of all of our residents when I say thank you for keeping us safe. To be sure, there are a lot of reasons we can be proud to say that New Britain is our home, and I will continue working tirelessly to grow that list. Finally, I'm done, I swear. I would like to thank my partners in government, the men and women of the City Council. With a Republican mayor and a Democratic council majority, I think most people would assume, well, especially with the last name Stewart, I think most people would assume that the result would be gridlock, but that really couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, nearly every major accomplishment over the past year has been done on a bipartisan basis, and for that, I thank you. I've been told much of that is due to the fact that my administration provides the council with as much information as we can in advance of a vote or a meeting. And I believe strongly in transparency and providing this council with the ability to make as informed a decision as possible on any issue. To me, that's a simple matter of respect. That's not to say we haven't had our share of interesting moments, but I believe that our relationship as co-equal branches of government has been marked with civility, respect, and a desire to make our hometown better. And as long as that remains, we'll continue to do great things together. God bless you all, and God bless the city of New Britain.
Make a motion to return to the regular order of business.
Second, Your Honor.
Second.
Motion made by Alderman Truity, seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Thanks. I always love that last cliche line, you know, that you have to say, that God bless you all. God bless the city of
New Britain. Can't do anything without help from above.
Approval of the minutes. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Yes, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of January 28, 2015, and the regular meeting of February 11, 2015.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Truworthy. Any changes, comments, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Cares. Amendments to the agenda. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. We do have a couple amendments to the agenda. We have a substitute H. We have, which the word was changed annually, was added in there for clarification. We have a substitute DD, and the word petition was changed to resolution for clarity. That's the only change in that one. And a substitute 9, where there was Corporation Council made some changes to the date in the whereas in the third line.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Truworthy. Comments, questions? Mr. Clerk?
Yes. Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Petitions, Mr. Clerk.
There are no petitions.
Fabulous.
They all got denied.
Consent agenda. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Because we have reports from AA to, I'm going to do y'all a favor and not read them all. We have reports from AA to QQ, and the only, if any, I'm going to read the items that are off consent. Everything else is on consent. If there's something else that I don't read that you want off, just let me know. Off consent agenda from those reports is item I, which is regarding the fire truck, item T, which is the petition for Gaffney School, item JJ, which is a petition for Barber Road, and items PP and QQ, which both had to do with the zoning meeting. And those are the only items off agenda. Does any other person have any other item they would like off the consent agenda?
Seconded by Alderman Truworthy. Mr. Clerk, for the consent agenda.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
13-0.
Thank you. Motion carries. Item I. Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item I.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a report from the Purchasing Department, and it has to do with the sale of one of our fire trucks. The sale of it is for $361,000, and it's going to Georgetown, South Carolina, who apparently needs a new fire truck or a used fire truck. So I do have a quick question, if I might, to Mr. Acting Finance Director, Mr. Wolf. Evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you. So for this $361,000, Hopefully, at some point in time before June 30th, Georgetown County of Georgetown, South Carolina, will actually write us a check for $361,000, and we'll convey a vehicle to them. I just want to make sure that that's where will those dollars go as of now?
I believe, without research, that it goes into the general fund, and it would be up to council. If there's a line item that it's increasing, it'll be up to council to appropriate it if they want to do something with it. It does not affect the budget.
Great. Great. I just wanted to confirm that, and would like to reiterate, I think, some questions that other folks had, that when that does happen, hopefully sooner rather than later, right? That's a sizable chunk of change that I don't think we anticipated, unless the chief would disagree with me and comes up and says that we actually did know we were going to sell this fire truck and such to this year, and it's already included in the budget, but that it had come before us and we amend this year's budget to accurately reflect that we
received this fund. If the council chooses to appropriate the money, it can certainly do it. As you referred to a chunk of money, there's a lot of chunks.
Sure.
In the general fund. And any revenue item in excess of the budget can be appropriated by this body on the recommendation of the mayor.
I guess here's what I would rather avoid, that it be came in, not necessarily appropriated, but that be accurately reflected as a line item revenue increase, as opposed to it going to just put into the general fund as a revenue overrun in our undesignated fund balance. Whenever this transaction so occurs.
I think by statute and probably by charter, any sale of city property goes into the general fund. So, but it's up to the council to guide it, if you will.
Sure. I'm not disputing that it would stay in the general fund, nor that it would go there, just that we accurately modify the budget to indicate that it is indeed there, so that we don't... So we recognize it and see that line item.
You will be faced immediately with, for what? You have to keep a balanced budget. So if in fact you want to modify the revenue budget, you have to modify the expenditure budget, which needs an appropriation put forward by the mayor.
Sure. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. No questions for Mr. Wolf. I think that was just comments on a record-keeping item. I would like to ask if Chief Renalter could come forward. Chief, I just know you wanted an opportunity to comment a little bit about the price and the process there. I personally, when I saw the $361,000, I was pleased because I didn't think that we would get that much for it, to be honest. I wanted to give you the opportunity for you to convey what you talked to me about before the meeting.
Okay. Yes, thank you. About a year ago, we conversation with the mayor's office, went down the road of selling the rescue company. As you know, this is a 2007 truck. We say it's an old truck, but it's really not that old. Bought in 2007, but the city, part of negotiations and cost cutting, in 2010 closed the company, so it was no longer staffed. So it's been sitting. While it did have some specialized rescue equipment on it, we moved that to other vehicles. So it's going, and we actually had to maintain it, so it was costing the city money without really providing any service. So the decision was made to try to sell it about a year ago. In this last summer, you gave us the flexibility to engage a broker if that ended up being necessary, which it did. We went out to two sealed bids, one for $350,000, one for $295,000, and got no bids because there wasn't a lot of information out there. What the broker did for us was put this out nationally so that we would have interest from fire departments all around the country, which we did. Two actually ended up putting in bids. We had actually raised the minimum back to $320,000. One of which was one of the bids that you see before you, and the other because they loved the truck so much they didn't want somebody else to buy it. They came in at $361,000.
And $1.
Allowing the broker to be involved to put the, help drive up the price. So I just wanted to thank you for the flexibility because I know that was sort of a reach last summer asking us to go outside the city bid limits. So
Thank you, Chief. Also, I did want to, I believe that this was as is as well. There's no more warranty left on the
No,
truck.
That's as is, no equipment.
Right. So that's why I think it's a good price as well. And there was a comment earlier by Alderman Truworthy asking about the monies we're receiving this and what we'll be spending on it or what we hope to potentially spend the money for or appropriate some money for. And I believe that you had said you had had a request with part of the money because it's coming in for a truck. Can you convey that as well, please?
Yes, and this was not included in our budget as any revenue last year because we had no idea that this would happen in any particular timetable. We do have some repair needs. We've started conversations with the mayor's office and the mayor to handle, but I think that's an ongoing discussion. But as of now, my impression is that we just go into the general fund.
And that the hope, though, is that we could utilize it to refurbish some of the engines that need some additional assistance with their engine.
Yeah, we have one that has some serious needs right now, so that was really the conversation. And we have ongoing equipment needs, so.
Understood.
A conversation with the mayor and the rest of you.
But I do want to put that forward in case the mayor does see fit and it gets before this council that there is a need there.
Yes.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Robert. You got it. Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item off was T, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept report number T.
Second.
Second by Alderman DeFranco.
Thank you, Your Honor. Through you, Your Honor, if I could call up Chief Wardwell.
Chief.
Evening. Good evening, Chief. Your Honor, through you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to clarify that through the Chief. The petition was put in on June 11th, and this report back to us is dated February the 9th. But is it my understanding that this summary here and this report from Mr. Ferguson is actually based on the traffic study that was conducted, I believe, towards the end of June of 14?
You're correct.
Okay. And so, for the record, this is just, so I know there was some conversation. The traffic study was accepted from what the school board put forth. Subsequent to that, however, there has been an additional meeting with the Administration, Finance, and Law Committee, specifically on Gaffney School. There were some residents also here, and there was some discussion that night regarding some more traffic regarding the buses on Stanwood. And so I think that'll be an ongoing conversation. But I just want to be clear what we were accepting tonight.
Yes, yeah, this is from June.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Your Honor.
You're welcome. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next up is J.J., Alderman Naples.
I'd like to move to accept and refer item J.J. back to the Board of Police Commissioners.
Second.
Second in by Alderman Belinsky.
I think it was Alderman Salvia. He's been seconding without.
Whatever Mr. Clerk wants to pick up.
This item was considered by the Board of Police Commissioners at the February meeting, but did not get the proper hearing, partly because we didn't have the residents there to speak about it. And it is on the agenda for the next one, so they're ready to take it back.
Thank you. Any further questions, comments on the referral back to police board? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next off is items PP.
Sorry.
Alderman Carlos.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept report as the letters P and P, or P squared.
Seconded by Alderman Valinsky.
Your Honor, I'm not sure if anyone needs to, if everyone's listened to the audio for those that were not in attendance at the zoning meeting.
I have listened.
I have listened.
Okay. So I believe everyone's here. Your Honor, this is to This was a zoning hearing, and the motion was referred back to the council with a favorable recommendation for the rezoning of Arch Street from 66 Wallace Street to 700 Arch Street from T2 Family and B1 Neighborhood Business to B3 Secondary Business, and the committee did vote to refer it back with a favorable recommendation. Thank you, Your Honor.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Sorry to interrupt. I just make a note that I think the aldermen that listened to the tapes, that should be noted for the record, Mr. Clerk. Indicate the names of the aldermen. Thank you.
For the record, Alderwoman Magnuszewski and Alderman Naples did listen to the tapes.
Thank you.
Any further questions, comments? Okay. Alderwoman Belinsky.
I was thinking there was a resolution that went along with this, but there's not. So, but this does it. I know that Mr. Facciolo is here. I'm almost sure I saw him somewhere. Yes, we had a significant meeting on this, on the location, on the impact to the neighborhood. We got maps, we got pictures, and I wanted to thank him for all of that information. I also want to make special note that, you know, in the past we've had items that have come before the council to have zoning changes or have buildings come up, and it's an impact on the neighborhood, and the business does not do its due diligence in really reaching out to the neighborhood and educating the neighborhood on what their proposal is and what the impact is and what it's going to look like, how, you know, and all that goes into it. And on occasion there's been, you know, we've had neighbors that have spoken at the council against something because they're just not informed about it. I want to thank Mr. Facciolo for having several meetings with the residents of this area and also for the residents of the city in general and the council to raise awareness on what you're doing with the land and what's happening. And I think that's why we had residents that came out this evening who spoke in favor of it, because they're very comfortable with it. They know that it's going to be an enhancement to the neighborhood. There have been some problems as one of the neighbors, you know, I remember it, I work with the Arch Street NRZ, that, you know, there was dumping going on that site and such, and so this will resolve it. So I just wanted to thank you for all your due diligence. I think that Family Dollar will be a good asset to the neighborhood. I think the building is it's a nice building. It'll look nice in the area. And thank you for doing business in New Britain. And I look forward to, you know, seeing it up and on the property in that area. So thank you.
Sure. Alderman Siller, no.
Through you, Your Honor. I think a special commendation should really go to the residents very specifically. I believe that one of the actual sessions was held, was about 40 or 50 people showed, and then we had at least a dozen or so that were here for the actual zoning meeting. And I think that that's really exciting to have that many people come out for a zone change within their own community. So when we have 40 or 50 people show up for an event of that nature that affects their lives, I just want to commend the citizens to continue that process and continue to come out for all these events that happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Salvia.
Yeah, I just wanted to remark that because the press is here and they take things down and report them, that this is called a Dollar General store. It's not a Family Dollar.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't. Okay. He's clear. Thank you, Alderman. It is not a dollar store.
Family Dollar. It's not a Family Dollar.
It's not. It's more like a CVS or a Walgreens type of store, which was discussed in depth at that meeting. Any further questions, comments? Any questions for Mr. Facciolo? Yes. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Facci. Item QQ, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt QQ.
Seconded by Alderman Truitt.
Again, this was Again, this was zoning. Do we need all those? We still need all those who were not here?
No, you don't.
Okay, thank you. This is a certificate of location approval for R&M Automotive Auto Services LLC for 11-C Christian Lane. And the committee met and is referring this back with a favorable recommendation, and I urge its adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. If I'm not mistaken, I just want to point out that R&M Auto Services used to be in Newington and will now reside in New Britain. Thank you.
It's a very good thing to point out. Any other questions, comments? Excuse me. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Into resolutions. Item number one, Alderman Smedley.
Your Honor, I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number one.
Seconded by Alderman Farley.
Thank you very much. This resolution was born in the Blue Ribbon Committee, as you all know, and it works to raise our bidding up to $7,500, so anything ranging in price up to $7,500 would not have to go to bid. Anything after $7,500 would have to go to bid. And I would just like to ask Ms. Salerny to come up to the podium for a quick moment. Thank you very much. The bottom paragraph is new language in the resolution, and it's a request for a monthly report for all purchases or contractual services up to $7,500. And I just want Ms. Salerny to comment on the logistics of that report.
That report would, first of all, we do have a report of all purchase orders, and I could run it by the month. The problem is I cannot different, the way our system is now, I cannot, I guess, cut off dollar amounts, so I couldn't do 500 to 7,500. It would be everything in the month. And I ran it for January, and it's a 700-page report, so it's very long. We could post it on the City Hall portal, perhaps. I don't know if emailing would really work. Certainly, we wouldn't want to print a 700-page report. And there's no way, because the report runs in a PDF format, there's no way that we can eliminate anything over 7,500 or under 500. And there's an awful lot of purchase orders between 500 and 3,000 even. That's opening up a big window of purchase orders. So having said that, that paragraph would be a little bit of a problem. And especially with the detail that's in that paragraph, you would want line item, you'd want total, you'd want vendor, you'd want owner of business, which I don't think we'd have. We can't distinguish between owner of business and the actual vendor, so we don't really have that information.
Okay, so thank you very much. I raise this just because there was some friendly discussion before the meeting that because there's no specific request for it to be actually printed and distributed to the council each month, I just wanted to bring to light that it's possible a copy would be printed and placed in the council chambers where our mailboxes are, and or it would be posted through the City Hall portal so we could have access to it as needed so that we can prevent printing 7,000 pages every month. Thank you, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Alderman Carluzzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. While Ms. Lerny's still here, just to follow up, so we don't have a way to get all the purchase orders and then filter them by the amount, dollar amount?
No, we do not. Well, first of all, I think that the information that's in that paragraph would still warrant a very large report. Okay. Because, and especially if you're going between you're increasing now between the $500 and the $3,000, there's an awful lot of purchase orders within that range. So I think it would, I there's no way for me to tell, but I think it would still be a very large report. But to answer your question, no, because we run the report, there's no amount filter. And furthermore, there it's all PDF and it's one PDF. So there's not even a way that we or the finance department could sort through and take out anything below 500 or anything above 7,500.
Honestly, I just thought that you could filter them by the dollar amounts and then just take those items and put them into a PDF. But you're saying no, and there seems to be another alternative to solve or to meet the requirements, so I guess I'm good with that. Thank you, Ms. Lerny. I just wanted to also, just a note, the original one that came that was referred to committee, I was the second co-sponsor on that, and somehow my name fell off of this one, and so unless Alderman Smedley objects, I'm asking the town clerk to just, if you could add my name back on it, please.
You want to sign it?
Yeah, I'll come sign it, sir. Yes, sir. And also, number two, on your desks, everyone should have found different towns and different bid thresholds. So we want to provide this to really show, again, the impetus of this was to be able to maximize efficiencies and costs when both the school department and the city need to do joint, when they want to do joint purchases. And the school department had a current bid of $7,500. Anything less than that, they didn't need to do our formal process. So there was the desire to raise ours. And when Mr. Piper presented at the Blue Ribbon Committee and also at the committee meeting here, he gave us this list of different towns, and we found that even at $7,500, we're really still being very, very conservative with our no bid limit of $7,500. So I urge its adoption, and thank you, Your Honor. And thank you, Alderman Smedley, for allowing me to co-sponsor this with you.
No problem.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Druid.
Thank you, Your Honor. Since this did get amended, and it was my amendment, I guess, well, collectively, but a committee amendment, but I drafted it up with the help of the Corporation Counsel's Office and Attorney Pekorsky. Thank you, Attorney Pekorsky, for helping out on this in just a short time. The $500 amount for information, since there weren't too many people at the committee meeting when we met on this, was picked mostly so that we could avoid. I mean, I'm not particularly, I don't think anybody else is really interested in every $13 purchase that we don't necessarily need to know that such detail. So that's where that dollar amount came from, some minimum level of threshold. If that's not capable through the system to be able to differentiate that, then there's another alternative that we spoke of, which I think also would work for this. And I think probably it's as simple as putting a one-page report on the council agenda that says there's a report for that consists of whatever, however many pages this month. It's available for the public's information so they can see that. It's available on the website at www.whatever, and one printed copy is available to both sides, so we don't waste paper, so that everybody can see. So it's transparent where their money is going. That's the point of the amendment. And third, just for any concerns that people had over I don't think it's anybody with respect to the Board of Education. The purpose of this amendment was not by any means, and I don't particularly want to know what every purchase order the Board of Ed, I don't need to know every pencil that they buy, and nor do I, am I interested in getting involved in all of that. It would be for when those, when the city and...
We could buy them together cheaper now.
unless the city and the Board of Ed buys them together, right, would be that mechanism that we'd like to know that be reported back to us. That's the point of that language. But certainly they have the discretion to spend their, once we allocate it, they have the discretion to spend it. I'm not really particularly interested in knowing how many pencils that they bought or pieces of paper. That's for them. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Alderman DeFranza.
Through you to, I guess, to Alderman Schmedley. So when did the Blue Ribbon Commission finish their work?
I believe there was a final report released in December, November or December. Final report was released and accepted by this council.
So has the school board and the city done any joint bids together since then?
Not to this point. There needs to be further work on both parts, because, as you know, we as a city give the school district a line item that we have no control over. So
what further work has to be done so that we can go out to joint bids?
I'm not exactly sure about that. I was one member of the Blue Ribbon Committee. I have no experience in finances.
What additional work has to be done?
You'd have to ask the purchasing departments of each.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Mayor.
you ask the purchasing department for the Board of Education too, probably Ann, maybe?
Okay. So passing this tonight doesn't mean that we're going to start being able to go out to joint bids in the near future?
Again, I couldn't answer that question. I'm not a financial advisor for the city or the Board of Ed.
And so this resolution really only deals with bids between, that right now would fall between $3,000 and $7,500, correct?
Correct. I raised an example at the committee level that the senior center had to purchase a treadmill for theirs that broke and couldn't be repaired, and the treadmill cost $3,056. So technically they were supposed to go to bid for that simple treadmill purchase. So raising this bid threshold to $7,500 to compare it to other surrounding cities, as you see on the list provided, will allow our purchasing department and our city heads to act more efficiently within their department.
I mean, when we're talking about acting more efficiently, when we're not talking about going out to bid in bulk, we're really talking about saving money on postage, right?
I believe there's personnel time. Having bid walkthroughs, if something, working for the school district, I know I have to frequently hold walkthrough meetings, which accounts for half of my day at some point. There's man hours to prepare the reports, to go to the committee for approval after the bid process. You are correct in the cost of postage and printing.
Look, I supported this at the committee. I'm likely to support it tonight. I just find it odd, given some of the answers that we got at the committee meeting from Mr. Piper and some of the answers that we got here tonight, that, you know, we're talking about making a $4,500 adjustment so that we can maybe someday down the road go out to bid jointly with the Board of Ed. Otherwise, we're going to essentially save money on postage in 2 or 3 hours worth of work here or there. Yet we have computer systems in City Hall, and I know the mayor's been, you know, trying to update those, that we can't delineate how much money is spent at in a certain range, when it's spent, who the owner of the company is. So that to me is troubling, as the fact that we're not going out to doing joint bids with the Board of Ed or whoever else we want to do joint bidding with. So I think those efficiencies are important too, along with some of the ones that we talk about in here. But I do think that any cooperation we can use with the Board of Ed in the future would be a good thing. But, you know, I was under the impression that, approving this tonight would mean that we're likely to see some type of joint bids going out in the near future. And it seems to me that that's not the case right now. But I do appreciate the members of the Blue Ribbon Commission's work on this. I know it was a first step and probably a long process. But I do think there's some more work to be done. But like I said, I'm likely to support this tonight, but I do have some other concerns on this.
If I could, I agree with you. And there's a software that needs to be purchased too, so that from our purchasing department on our end, we can be able to do more online as well. I agree. Alderman Naples?
Partially to answer that, the joint bidding was a secondary benefit. The primary benefit is the time it takes to go out to formal bid. And if you need something, you have to make emergencies out of it to get it in less than a month or two or three. A formal bid process takes a lot of time. And the prime saving is the time to make a procurement. So we save it in personnel, we save it in, it doesn't mean we're not getting any bids. They get verbal bids, just not a formal bid. So we eventually will be able to do combined bids. My understanding was for the formal bidding, the Board of Ed was using our purchasing agent anyway. So the purchasing agent can see anything's come in at the above 7,500 level from the Board of Ed, and we'll know what the city's doing. So they'll just come up based on his recommendation when he sees similar things. But our primary thing is the time we're going to save on not doing as many formal bids as we've been doing.
Alderman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I will state that initially I was not in favor of this. I had some concerns with it. Alderman Trueworthy's proposal to add transparency for to allay any concerns, to be able to review any of those bids that fall into the new bid structure, ease my concerns. I supported this in committee. I will support it this evening. And I think the other thing that came out of this to Alderman DeFranzo's comments, aside from what was mentioned by Alderman Naples, is that it's clear that we need to put some more structure into our purchasing department. It raised awareness that, you know, we need to get more up with the times, have a vendor database, identify when we have vendor registration, what these suppliers do, so that when we go out to bid, we can pick those off a list, we can email them the information to let them know that we have a bid that's coming up, and then they can respond to it. I understand that the bid process itself has to be, you know, in paper and reviewed and secure as far as that goes, sealed bids. But there's a lot of efficiency we can add into the process by taking away some of those manual steps. So I think that this discussion was a good one to have on a number of levels, and the mayor's aware of it, as she had mentioned, and I hope to see some changes in that so that we can add more automation as we're trying to do in general across City Hall. Thank you.
Thanks. Alderman Tapia.
Yeah, years ago, I worked in a system where they had a warehouse so that all city agencies could order their paper and their pencils and whatever else that they needed from this central warehouse. The amount of materials that was in that warehouse was determined by the purchase orders, or not the purchase orders, the annual orders that were produced by all the city agencies. They put them together at once, and they were, all the material was delivered and stocked in this warehouse. When you wanted paper, et cetera, you ordered it from the warehouse. You didn't have to put any more purchase orders in. Maybe someday we'll have that.
Alderman Smedley.
This is the second time. Did anybody else want to speak before I speak again? I apologize. The warehouse concept was also discussed in Blue Ribbon Committee in detail, and the Board of Education is attempting for this next budget cycle, as some of you may know, to host a warehouse for themselves internally first. And I say for themselves first because there needs to be baby steps in organization. Alderman DeFranzo, I don't know if you're aware of it, but at Jefferson, the custodians order toilet paper from a different vendor than De Loreto right up the street and Gaffney further up the street because the custodians are afforded the opportunity to have a budget and then shop based within their budget. So if the custodian orders 100 rolls of toilet paper, well, quite frankly, you're stuck in January with no toilet paper. So the superintendent's proposal to work from a warehouse concept, as Alderman Salvio was discussing, is in the works. However, I would encourage you all to submit testimony to the state budget committee for more ECS money, because unfortunately, we all know what's happening here at the city level. So with that said, organization on a local level needs to take place first before larger steps of cooperative purchasing, I believe. And I hope that answers any concerns that anybody had.
Yeah. Alderman Siller.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor, through you. As one member who was on the Blue Ribbon Committee, what I appreciated from the process was probably for the first time that I can recall in the city a real strong effort to be able to initiate collaboration between the Board of Education and the city, much greater, I think, than has ever been done before. There were efforts before in previous administrations, but not to this extent. And what's happened is that we've been able to have these specific areas surface. These things do take time, particularly because of the history of how the Board of Education and the city may not have met eye to eye on a variety of issues, plus budgeting. So I just think it's been a really strong stride, and I think it's important. The warehouse issue, as liaison to the Board of Finance and Taxation, I've been attending pretty much all their meetings, and I watched the Board of Ed's presentation of the warehouse issue, and frankly, I had some issues about the warehouse issue, but not the concept. That the concept of warehousing collectively is a positive thing. So I just think it's time to take those steps. I I would question it if I thought that the mayor's office was not going to keep this on the radar, as it were, over the next year. And I certainly, as a member of that Blue Ribbon Committee, would like to continue to do that, and will continue to do that. So I just think it's a real positive step overall. And there are matters that I think we learn things all the time when these pieces come up. I mean, that's why we're having this great discussion in committee. So now we can raise these issues. And I just think we continue to pursue it. I think it's a real positive aspect of that, is really my comments.
Thanks. We should schedule a Blue Ribbon Committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman DeFranco, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mayor. Alderman Salerno, do you know if there's anything else that's likely to come before the council from the Blue Ribbon Commission in the near future?
Through you, Your Honor. I can only tell you that, it's not been on my immediate priority list as a member, but now that we've had this discussion and raised the issue, I think it's important that we, you know, readdress that. I think that's exactly what happens in the complications of, and I could give countless examples of that just tonight of things that came up, said, I think I want to go back and readdress that, but I certainly will, you know, put it back on, if you will, my time zone for sure. But there are, if you go back to the recommendations, Alderman DeFranco, that were presented, you'll see it's several pages that constitute the outcomes of those committee sessions, were basically went all summer. So it really was laying a foundation for communication. So I think that we will see more of those specifics right now. I think one of them is the warehousing issue, and I think that's, you know, very much on people's minds, how we approach it from a budgetary point of view in the Board of Education and how the city looks at it to bring that closer to fruition, I think will come over time. I think it would behoove anybody, whether you're on the committee or not, to be able to pursue some of those ideas, and we can all assist each other and move forward on that.
Thank you.
Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you. I do have a question for Ms. Salerni, if she could come back up. She just ran away. Sorry. Ms. Salerni, you said something there that I know we've, through you, Your Honor, Ms. Salerni, PDFs versus Excel. This program, the IFAS system that we just spent $2 million on, really is not capable of exporting something into an Excel spreadsheet?
Well, the information that you're requesting, so first of all, we'll have a vendor, but who actually owns the business, we don't have that information. We'd have to, and then the other thing in that paragraph, you're asking for line item detail of everything that's spent in the purchase order. That's not Excel friendly. An Excel spreadsheet or and PDF versus Excel wouldn't really matter if we didn't have to sort it by the threshold, okay? But all that information is not really Excel friendly. I mean, that's a lot of detail.
But basically, it's capable of doing it. Is it through you, Your Honor?
It's not capable of doing it currently in our system, because you're essentially asking for basically a printout of every purchase order between $500 and $7,500. With that type of detail, it's gonna be a page. And to put that all in Excel, it doesn't go nicely into an Excel spreadsheet that we can sort, because there's so much detail.
Let me rephrase this, okay? Let's just take it out of this example of this, because I know I've asked for information at times. Sometimes we get caught up here and we say, okay, can I get that tomorrow? And it comes as a PDF. Is the system pick a number? I don't know. I'd like to know everything. The fire department bought that's between $7,500 and $700 and $3,000. Can you give that to me in Excel?
Probably not. Some reports we can in Excel. Some reports are Excel friendly. If it's just like a budget comparison report, we can get that to you in Excel.
Okay.
Okay. But when you're talking about detail, when you're talking about specific reports, no, not necessarily. We have to actually ask for a report or write a report to be able to transport it nicely into Excel or upload it nicely into Excel.
Okay. Well, hopefully that's one of those software conversion things that was just mentioned that we may be able to work on. Thank you.
All right.
very quickly, I just want to understand that. Ms. Salerni, don't go far. So essentially what you're saying is if I went shopping all day, CVS, Home Depot, Toys R Us, Best Buy, the report would reflect those businesses, their individual proprietors, and then essentially what this is requesting is each item that I bought on the receipt to be listed in the report, and then the amount spent on each and a total amount, correct?
Right. It's very detailed.
Alderman Truworthy, thank you very much. If I may through you, Madam Mayor. Alderman Truworthy, would you like a report that just says I went to Best Buy, I bought television supplies, and it cost $3,000?
Yes.
Okay. So a summary report possibly then, not listing each individual item on the purchase order. I think if the fire department buys 10 cans of whatever gas or chemical they need, we don't need to know about it. We just need to know that they bought 10 cans of a gas.
10 cans of gas. That's that, and it costs whatever 10 cans of gas would cost. Yeah.
Right. So I think the request, there's a little bit of confusion, I think, in the request. I don't think we need to know every itemized item on the receipt. We just want to know the vendor, who the proprietor is, and the total dollar amount spent on the purchase order.
Exactly correct.
And what it was purchased.
And what it was purchased.
So then you do want every individualized item.
I think your summary adequately defined. I think we're saying exactly the same
thing. Yeah. Okay. So maybe we could schedule a smaller meeting so this isn't a discussion on the floor here about what should be in that report. Thank you.
Just respond.
You got it.
Ultimately, the point is just that however the reports are, that they're publicly available. So if it's a one page, if it is indeed 8,000 pages or 700 pages or whatnot, somebody out in the world would like to know how much we spent. If they it's their tax dollars, and if they're so dedicated and they really do want to know what we spent $13 on, or in this case $500, but you're saying $13, they should be able to go fairly quickly. We have the technological capabilities to be able to do that. Ultimately, that's the point.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number two, Alderman Belinsky.
Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number two.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Truworthy.
Resolution number two is just a housekeeping item with regards to the section dealing with compensation of elected and appointed officials. It talks about the compensation committee, and it says that they are to refer back their report to the Committee on Ordinances and Salaries, which no longer exists. So this is just housekeeping to change that language to refer it to the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Comments, questions?
Your Honor, through you, please. Just that the, as a member of the council, the Compensation Committee held its first meeting last night, and I just want to commend them for their diligence thus far in a very first meeting to take a look at the serious matters. And I just thought that it was well handled, and I know they're really getting a lot of deliberation to a very complex problem at hand.
Thank you.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. So for informational purposes, thank you, Alderman Salerno. Last night we did have Mr. Gostin from the Republican Registrar of Voters, although his actual meeting night is going to be next Monday, he did come to speak. We had Mr. Bernacki from the Town and City Clerk. We had Alderman Salvio, Naples, Salerno, and then the committee, which was myself. Alderman Sanchez, Alderman Pabon, and myself. So that was last night. For those who are interested, there will be another meeting on Monday night. There'll be four other positions that we will be discussing that night. And then the following Tuesday will be our final meeting to do recommendations. We have about 21 different towns, which Jessica Giratana has collected data from, information about salaries. And then each town is broken down in terms of their charter language, maybe some responsibilities for those particular offices. Some of them we are finding out are appointed, some of them are elected, and some of them are union positions. So these are all positions that are currently elected in the city of New Britain, but that's not necessarily done in other towns and cities in our general area. We've also gone to some towns that have first selectmen, some towns that are quite small, and some towns that are actually a little bigger than New Britain as well, just to really get a cross-section of salaries and responsibilities so that the committee at the end of the day can make some recommendations. It's a probably a thankless committee, thankless position, because no matter what the committee recommends, there will certainly be people who will be in support and certainly people who will be against. But one of the things that people need to know in advance is that this is something that I believe the committee met. The committee made some recommendations back in 2000 and did some pay increases back then, did them in 2007, and nothing since then. So there in fact are some positions that there's been no change in salary for 15 years. So we hope to do the right thing this time, I think we'll build our case for the recommendations that we make, and I hope that the council also has the wherewithal to do the right thing at the end of the day, because there'll be a number of reasons laid out in our recommendations, I'm sure, to back up our data. So I want to just let everybody know that there's another meeting next here in the council chambers next Monday night at 7, and then the following Tuesday night at 7. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, Alderman Pabon.
Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution 32990.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvia.
This isn't to increase fees for mostly like new structure, site plans, and everything else. And right now, the fees are like, say, zoning compliance letters. Every time a bank needs a zoning letter, other places charge 40, they don't charge anything. Well, they charge more than $40. And we were looking to start charging for site plans, building plans, and all kind of square footage for different kind of buildings. And this is, right now, we're still way below what other towns charge. And I urge adoption.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 4, Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item 4.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is the Berkowitz building. It has been covered extensively, I think, in the press. Certainly we had last week. Oh, it was a long committee meeting, which dealt with a number of items, but we discussed with the developer for at least 45 minutes, an hour. It would be wonderful to see her return to her former glory. So I urge adoption. I thought the presentation was wonderful that was given at the committee level. Seemed as though the interested parties are going to be willing to put up, well, not willing, he said he was going to put up his own cash first. So that I hope that goes the way that he said it is. They urge adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Alderman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I rise in support of this resolution. I was very pleased by the presentation. Having been on the council for a while, I think this is the third time I'm voting on some activity in the Berkowitz building, so I really hope this moves forward and we can get that building rehabilitated. I want to thank Mr. Bromfield for coming to New Britain, for showing interest in moving forward with this. And also, I really rose to make a comment on the design, which was very appealing, and I was very pleased that this is a restoration. They are retaining the historical look and feel of the building, and you know, that's something that I think that as we do improvements, we need to retain the historic value in the community and the look and feel of the buildings, because you can't make them like they used to anymore. So I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm thrilled that we're voting on this tonight, but I'm very, very happy that we are that the development is going to retain the facade and actually make some improvements to the first floor to sort of get it back to the feel that it was originally. I mean, and clean up what's there now and bring it back to what it was originally. You know, the other thing that we recently did is 57 Court Street, And again, that redevelopment and that maintaining that facade of that beautiful building that that was in its day and restoring that back to what it was. You know, someone that I know recently, just currently, is purchasing one of the grand homes on Forest Street. And I was talking to the person that's handling the mortgage, and I said, you know, look at this beautiful, beautiful home that's in the city of New Britain. And just take that home anywhere else, you know, what that home would be, what that home would be. But here it is, this beautiful home, hardwood throughout the home, trims and everything. And I said, imagine if we had kept those kind of buildings in downtown New Britain and that kind of facade in downtown New Britain. And she goes, what a gem it would be. So if we, so it's important that we maintain these facades as much as possible. There are, Your Honor, some facades on Main Street that are hidden right now behind other things that maybe some of those fake facades
that's
could come down.
That's also for sale, so if anyone's watching and wants to talk about
some of those fake facades
it.
Could come down and restore them back to the facades that are still there behind those fake facades, it would be great. So I'm thrilled about this. I look forward to coming. It is definitely the gateway to Little Poland, ties into North Main Street. And I look forward to this, and I'm thrilled. Thank you, Mr. Brumfield, for having the vision that this is a great building to invest in.
Thank you. Alderman Salerno?
Yes. The only comment that I really have about all of this, because it is fantastic, was that the developer exuded confidence. His responses were just confident that he could pull this off and do that. And I just thought that was really the underlying factor. That's all. And I think we just move forward with it excitedly.
Alderman Cabot.
2 cents, too. I'd just like to thank the mayor for finally getting this building sold. Because we, like Suzanne Belinsky said, we have sold this building 3 times. I remember the last price was $22,000. Now we're getting $130,000.
So
she did some great work. I'd like to thank her. Thank you.
We bought it.
Yeah, but we were going to sell it for $22 or $1. Oh, we're going to get $130.
Yeah.
We look forward to it. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion that we accept and adopt item number 5.
Seconded by Alderman Sanchez.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is for the historic interpretive kiosks and district marker sign panels. Really what we're doing here is we had allocated a certain dollar amount to these items that are around downtown and throughout the city. And we did there was a determination that we needed to add an additional 9 historic interpretive kiosk locations to the previous 13 that we had already approved. So this awards a contract for the amount of $17,580 to fabricate these panels and to and I urge its adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Questions, comments?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I should have said that that's an additional amount to add on.
Correct. Thank you. 9 additional panels. If anyone has any questions, Mr. Moriarty is here. He can answer some. But seeing no one's hand up, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 6. Who wants to take number 6? Alderwoman Black.
I make a motion to accept and adopt item 6.
This seconded by Alderman DeFranzo.
This is a grant for the Elver Kids Count After School program, and it's just given the mayor permission to authorize to continue the grant. It's for the after school program. The grant runs through June 30, 2015. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Any questions, comments? See none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you, Mayor. I believe this needs to be referred, correct?
That's correct.
Right.
License permits.
Nice.
We can make a motion to accept and refer to license permits.
Committee on licenses.
Committee on licenses, sorry.
Seconded by Alderman Schreiber.
Thank you. This is a resolution to authorize the mayor to issue a license for the St. John Paul II Catholic School Bazaar, which is held, will be held on June 18th to the 20th this year, on the corner of Eddie Glover Boulevard and Farmington Avenue. So it's a great event. They've been holding it for many, many years. Last year, they put me in the dunk tank. I think the mayor was in it also. Alderman Pabon was in it. I was waiting for Alderman Salvio to come and dunk me, but only Alderman Naples showed up. So he was the first in line. But no, it's a great event, and it's really showcases the folks at Holy Cross Parish and all the work that they do for our city. So I urge referral, I guess.
It's the last one, won't it, Dave?
I don't know. That's what I was like. Anyways. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Item 8, that's where it's going. Alderwoman Magaszewski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 8.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Okay, this resolution designates March 2015 as Women's History Month. And I'm going to read the resolution because there's a lot of ladies in this room. There's probably a lot of ladies at home watching that maybe wanted to run for office and didn't get to, and this is just a nice tribute to women in general. Women of every race, class, and ethnic background have made historic contributions to the growth and strength of our nation in countless ways. And women have played and continue to play a critical economic, cultural, and social role in every facet of life by constituting a significant portion of the labor force, working inside and outside of the home. And women have played a unique role throughout history by providing the majority of the volunteer labor force. And women were particularly important in the establishment of early charitable, philanthropic, and cultural institutions. And women of every race, class, and ethnic background served as early leaders in the forefront of every major progressive social change movement. And women have been leaders in not only securing the rights of suffrage, equal opportunity, but also in the abolishment movement, the emancipation movement, the industrial labor movement, the civil rights movement, and other movements, especially the peace movement, which creates a fairer and more just society for all. And despite all these contributions, the role of women in history has been consistently overlooked and undervalued in the literature, teaching, and the study of history. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 9, Alderman Pabon.
Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Seconded by Alderman Sanchez.
Okay, we are going into executive session on this.
Okay, cool.
Moving to executive session, the mayor, the council, and
corporation council.
You can get the name for who you want. What do you want in there?
Mayor, make a motion to move into executive session, bringing with for the purposes of the contractual discussion, bring with us Council Mary Pekorski, Ray Hassett, Rob
Hegney,
Tom Doyle, department head, personnel department head Karen Levine, John Healy, our corporation counsel Gennaro Bizzaro, as well as the council and mayor. Chief Renalter.
Okay. Seconded by Alderman Truworthy. All those in favor of going to executive session?
Yeah.
Roll call. Miss.
Mayor.
Alderman Pabon.
Okay, while I firmly believe that the ethics law doesn't prevent me from voting on this contract, I would like to excuse myself to avoid any appearance of improprieties, because my son does work for the fire department. So I'd like to be excused.
You got it. May the record reflect that Alderman Pabon has exited the room.
at 9:53. Alderman Belinsky.
Okay. The only reason Alderman Pabon
made the motion
to accept and adopt this and also participated in an executive session. So that was the reason. So I guess it's a question through you to Corporation Counsel.
I generally don't opine on ethics issues, as you know, but I mean, unless it's an ethics, a violation of the code of ethics, there's really no issue.
No, that's not my question, attorney. My question is, do we have a motion on the table or do we not?
You do. I mean, he's just recusing himself from the actual vote, but he made the motion before.
Okay, so that's okay. That's all. I didn't know if we need to redo something.
That's on the table. Yeah. I mean, that's on the floor now.
Okay. So we just returned from executive session, and I do not believe that this is a roll call vote. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Seconded
by Alderwoman Belinsky. All those in favor of adjourning signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 9:54 p.m.